Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, hello, and thank you, everybody. So glad to have you here with us on our Friday edition of the Psychic Love Doctor Show. So that means TGIF. And some of you who are in the UK, you're pushing into Saturday soon, real soon. So anyway, I want to welcome all of you joining us. And if you're interested in getting a reading during the show, this would be a good time right now to call in and get in the list very early that Jim is compiling. Jimbo, you know, my co-host slash... whatever you are.
I am what I am.
And he's compiling the list.
I am.
So the closer you are to the top, the better for you. Internationals, he's going to tell you how you can call in without...
We're going to have our normal opening, lay down the law. Not really.
Yeah. Well, it's about how you can avoid roaming
things that will
make
every call more pleasant.
Now, for those watching us on Facebook, on the Facebook live streaming that we are doing, on the Psychic Love Doctor show page, I'm holding up an ordinary deck of playing cards. Oh, boy. Ordinary deck of playing cards for you to see. This is all we're going to use for readings. So this is not tarot, not oracle, not angel cards even tonight. Friday is our rebel card deck. So legitimate deck that any of you can go and buy off of, like, say, Amazon, probably all the other online booksellers. And it's an in-your-face, this is the bottom line truth of it all. And some people really love them, most people. And Jim kind of will polish them up a little because they have, what do you want to call them?
I have
profanities.
I got a PG-13 of them.
Yeah.
Because there are.
Yeah.
There are.
Yeah, but we like using them on Fridays. Everybody's letting off steam. This is our day to go yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
Oh, yeah.
It's the good old boy.
And maybe one of the best things is those of you that don't work on Saturday is being able to sleep in on Saturday. Love
that. True that. But if you got kids and dogs, you only can sleep in so much.
Oh, I learned that
kids and
early.
Dogs. Yep, kids and dogs, doesn't matter.
My kids, when they were, well, they're grown-ups now, but when they were young, I used to have this beautiful, if any of you can remember, an entertainment center, TV on there and all, and your stereo components. And during the holidays, I would put up all those little village scenes with the ceramic people and the cars. And
Christmas stuff, yeah.
Yeah, trees. I started getting up early after that very first time, and who knows how long they've been doing this. I went out there and found them with a pile of Hot Wheels across from the entertainment, you know, center, and they were taking turns throwing the cars to see how many people, trees, cars, etc. they could knock down. So that ended mom sleeping in, because I had to be out there to watch those little hellions, I guess you could say. Did you find us a day, or no, you weren't able to?
No, I did. No, I was just doing the check, the show check to make sure everything was good. Well, here's a couple things. On the lighter side of things, it's National Potato Day.
Oh.
Baked Potato Day, or just Potato Day. It doesn't say baked.
I love potatoes.
And it didn't say just baked. So there's a lot of different forms besides baked, you know.
Tots
are great.
Tater tots.
Yep, little scallops.
You've got hash browns.
That's right. Potatoes, I mean, that's, you know, Irish.
Mashed.
But they've kept a lot of countries alive many years ago.
And can I tell them your little secret? about mashed potatoes?
I didn't know I had a secret, so go ahead. I don't have any secrets about food.
He confessed that he's kind of scared to try to make instant mashed potatoes because they never turn out right.
Well, if you just screw up a little bit, they're shot. You know, if you, I love them to death, but like if you just screw up an ingredient a little bit, there it can be pretty of a nightmare.
And how many of you out there are like me? You do not even measure. You just, you know, play it by ear.
I've always loved instant better.
Instant what?
Instant potatoes way over regular potatoes.
Oh, you know, because they're not lumpy.
The lumps made me want to puke.
Oh.
When I come across a lump and realize, it literally did make me want to puke.
Well, I have to admit.
Now I'm okay with lumps.
I liked them too.
Now I'm okay with lumps. I still like the instant better. But anyway, so we got
all right.
Them. And
what else we got?
Well, on the flip side, dessert side, National Soft Ice Cream Day.
Ooh. And what is the soft?
Like soft, sir. You know, soft ice cream, not the stuff you got to go out of a cold freezer.
And then,
serious, it's National Patient Advocacy Day.
Oh, and I see one.
Notice to appreciate the medical, photography and aviation day too, but yeah.
And it's National Men's Grooming Day, and I don't think we're talking about that kind of
thing. They are, actually.
Well, no, I'm talking about the lower grooming.
That's not what they're talking about.
The manscaping.
They're not.
Oh.
See, she automatically... When in doubt, dive into the gutter of every subject.
It is not true.
Single subject, it's got to be gutter. You listen to songs on the radio, they must be talking about penises and vaginas and sex. It can't be anything else.
I am an inquisitive reporter for the people. That's what I am.
Jill and Dawn are here.
Jill and Dawn, yay. And
It almost reminds me, it's close to like Phil and Dawn. Someone's knocking on the door.
Oh, yeah.
Jill and Dawn.
I think Jill might be international.
She is. The land of England. She's in England.
Is it? Edinburgh?
Yeah, Jill
is. Is that England?
United Kingdom.
Okay.
Trust me, Deb.
I'm trying to learn them all.
And so is Dawn.
Oh, well, Dawn, hello.
Once again, it's a British invasion, but
yes,
the kind we like.
Yes, it is. You folks are so far ahead of us when it comes to healing, holistic, metaphysical, all that stuff.
I don't think they're that far ahead of us. We are them.
Do you know that?
They populated our United States, you know?
We're
born out of rocks and, you know, we took all that European education with us.
They're far more accepting and open healing modalities.
I would believe they are.
And they
actually
have some centers over there that if you have a life-threatening illness, you get to use their services.
They're more receptive
free.
To the methods, yes, because, you know, we're...
Yeah.
Stubborn Americans, you know.
Okay, Jill, I saw you trying to call in. You must wait, huh?
Yeah, we'll explain everything here in a minute. Yeah. Let's get on to that. Are you done with your spiel?
Well, yes, pretty much. Just remember,
cards playing
your
to
readings
them.
Are going to indicate the potential you have for a certain relationship, for a certain career, opportunity to come along, and for also more negative things. Like I've seen... What do they call it? The identity theft, and how to circumvent that before it happens, things along of that nature. So, it's not like every single thing is going to come to you on a silver platter. Simply will not happen.
No, it's a perfect world that we don't live in.
Yeah, but a lot of things are absolutely meant to come to you. So we will explore all of this in your readings, and remember, Jim will be doing the Rebel deck tonight.
So don't, Deb says it, so your reading's over. It's not quite over. We do one little quick one flipper of the Rebel cards. Rebel, even though it's interesting, isn't it? Let's talk real quick because we got people both in the land of Ing and on the phone waiting. That number to call in, primary a call-in show, but not only. 515-602-9676. You can call in on your phone, call in through Skype. We get Skypers. We had one yesterday, I believe.
Yeah.
Call in. You'll be told you're on hold. You'll go on hold. You'll hear the show. Everything's perfectly normal. Excuse me, when you hear the show.
The one thing to... I was just going to say, remember, we don't save your phone numbers. So you won't suddenly be
I can't even remember names and where people are from. They'd be damned if I'm going to remember
you're not going to be deluged by tons of, what do they call them, phone...
Spammers, yeah. It's not.
Okay.
I can't remember that crap. Anyway.
Go ahead.
You'll be on hold to hear the show. When we go to you live, we'll tell you that. Please get off your speakerphone, get off your Bluetooth, unless you absolutely cannot because of safety is a law. Background noises, stay stationary. There's a whole bunch. Try to make the call the cleanest you can be because you're going through internet, blog talk, and all that stuff. By the time it comes out of our speaker, small little things can be really rough on the reading. It could be a problem. So do the best you can and make it quality background, especially if you have, like, the show playing on a radio or a computer or something. You got to turn that down. All right, second method. For those that are, especially your international folks or anybody else, we get people that call in on Messenger that are not international because they just can't otherwise. You can call us on Messenger to Deborah Lee, but when we open the floor for that, you can't just do it when you're ready because we don't have a hold system for that. If we had a hold system, we'd say stack them up, but we don't at Facebook. It is what it is. But we'll announce it, and then we'll take the first messenger call. And then once we get that messenger call going, the other messenger call's got to stop because there's no hold system once again. Okay? So that's the deal. I think we should get the show on the road. You folks in the UK, we're going to work you in. Do not fret. Yep, we're going to work you in with the callers. But we've got to start out with the phone callers. They've been waiting before we even went live.
Yeah, they do. They start lining up.
So we're going to go to area code 919, which is down below us a little bit, North Carolina, neighbor to the south. 919, welcome to the show.
North Kakalaki, welcome to the show. And who are we speaking
to? Thank you. My name is Kay, and I am from North Carolina, but I'm in Georgia right now. I go back at my number.
We all do. Yep.
You new to the show, Kay?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Are you new to the show?
I am. I have watched you, but I've never called in.
Oh, well, welcome to you.
Oh, so you've watched us on Facebook Live.
Yes.
Oh, very cool then.
Terrific.
Wunderbar. Well, welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
To know? What details can you provide us on a question or a subject you would like to look into?
Okay. The past 2 or 3 weeks, I have just been up and down basket case when it comes to lost the job, relationship ended. We both still love each other, but it didn't work. And right now, I'm really trying to get some peace, centered. And I'm praying for this new job opportunity. So I guess if I pick one question, it's when is my peace coming? When am I going to get back to this level of the emotional up and down peace?
And that would likely involve the other issues that you mentioned. So, all right, I am now shuffling the cards for Kay. Those of you like Kay who are brand new, I'm using a 24-card layout, which I lay out rather quickly. Because I prefer that over just a random draw of a couple cards. I really want to see your personal situation, basically a little about your life.
Yeah, you'd get cheated on a quick one or two cards.
Well, others are very good with that, but I've never been able to really acclimate to a three-card reading.
I can't see how you could do it with that method of yours.
And
so
maybe,
many variables.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, hey, who am I? I'm not a card person.
He learned I just
ride shotgun here. It's all I do.
Oh, yeah, right.
I'm a simple folk.
Oh, he used to give women readings late at night in websites. Like there's one that the virtual reality place called.
I remember doing readings there.
Oh, yes. He did readings starting at midnight that were about booty calls.
Bouteille.
Was that class it up a little bit?
Yeah, you got to class it up. I shop at Target, and we're talking about bouteille now.
Oh, yeah. So he's just trying to forget that other part of his life.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
But the women love it.
I love it.
All right.
The cards are going there.
Here we go. Let's see. Now, remember, Kay, this is a first reading for you. It usually takes me a couple, two, three readings, excuse me, before I have built a spiritual link with you.
Yeah, and, you know, may see a little vagueness the first one or two times is what she's saying. Just because,
right.
Because it's the first time and you guys haven't had a lot of information exchange.
But after a couple of those, I will have your entire, like, psyche down.
Yes. And
that
she knows.
Great.
She's been watching us on Facebook, so she knows she's welcome to call every single show she desires.
And I want to remind you, Kay, you are not alone. Oh, my gosh, the number of people who call in who have, it's like disaster time in the world, losing their job. Some have been evicted or had their houses repossessed.
And worse things.
Relationships ending. So
it's not a comfort, but it's just
to know you're not alone.
It's not really a comfort necessarily, but as you know.
Okay, one good thing for you, Kay, is your cards are saying you need to do more self-care, which is soothing yourself, making sure that your home is like your sanctuary. If you don't want to watch the news, don't watch the news. We haven't looked at the news since the pandemic started.
Yeah, I don't read news. Couldn't care less. Yeah.
It's really important for you to have boundaries where, I tell that you are a very generous giving lady, but there are times when you've got to say, I'm sorry, I can't, or please forgive me, no. Because you get yourself stretched real thin at times. And this it'll steal peace. And what we don't want to have happen is for you to find yourself developing anxiety issues that can end up turning.
Already open. Have.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, then you know.
Pretty
common.
It's common. A lot of people never recognize that they had these things.
And I've got it too.
Go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. When I was 27, I was diagnosed. And instead of giving me medication, they taught me ways to cope with my anxiety. And one of them was to make sure to get a lot of rest. Yeah.
Sure.
Because when you aren't rested, you aren't at your best and your nerves are, are kind of shattered. Another thing was to watch the drinking when you're having anxiety. Alcohol and anxiety, they don't mix.
Caffeine be even bad?
Caffeine, it will escalate.
Anything that's like a speedy type thing.
And are you having full-blown attacks? I mean, where you find yourself my psychiatrist at the time advised that I keep a couple of Benadryl tablets in my purse, that when I felt an attack coming on, but I had to finish what I was doing, like, say, at work, or I needed to get out of the store I was in, he'd say, take those. They will kill you.
Now, who said that?
A psychiatrist back home.
But she should take medical advice, not from us.
Well, Benadryl is an antihistamine.
It's over the counter.
Yeah.
But it affects everybody differently. You're super sensitive.
It would calm you enough to be able to drive home or, And I feel, though, that if you start now dealing with these symptoms that you're having, you're going to be able to nip it in the bud. All right?
Okay.
Losing a job is huge for
stuff.
Stress.
Sure.
Huge.
Income, good God.
Are you in a field that there are a lot of opportunities out there?
Yes, I work in the legal field, and I work in contract management. And so I have been doing a lot of interviewing, and I'm applying for a lot of things, but just things have not panned out yet. So I'm either like the one of two or one of three, but I'm not selected. And I am working now, but it's a job that is paying like half of what I was making.
Sure.
So I have something that's coming in, but it's like I can't get something that is for my greatest and highest good to come through.
Absolutely not enough. Jim has advised others on the show to go ahead and apply for jobs that don't even really appeal to you as far as the pay or because like he brings up they could have something else that they're not advertising.
Yeah, they could say, like, client interviewed for a job, and they're like, oh, well, actually, we looked at your resume, and then they asked me two more questions, and I got a different job.
Better.
Better because I'm still there after 26 years, whatever the hell it is now, yeah.
So I definitely feel that you are on your way to becoming gainfully employed, and it won't be too long from now. Jim also says the more you interview, the more experience you get in the practice.
Well, especially if you've been out of it for a while. If you haven't done a lot of interviews recently. Because things change. You know how resumes change now, how they are? They used to be, if it was 3 to 4 pages, the guy was going to throw it away and
but
not even read it.
There was a time they wanted 3 to 4
pages. That's what I'm
saying.
Yeah, it changes so much the standard, on resumes and all that crap. But anyway, all right, what do you got
more
than that?
Okay, I also wanted to mention, what was it? It kind of flew out of my mind.
Oh, goodbye.
The relationship, I want to touch on that ended. Okay. Are you sure it's really over? Because she's laughing.
She must be like,
Well, I'm seeing that the final chapter hasn't been written.
The book is not ready to close.
I can see that it's a she. She has always, we both have much love. We still love each other. And she has always said that she does not believe that it's done. Right now, I am just such a all over the place that I can't focus on one single thing. It's like when one thing is messed up in one area, it just throws me completely off. So work, finances, romance. So it's just like I want some peace.
Well, I want you to know that she does love you dearly. I feel like she's going to give you the space and time you need. But if you should need any, emotional support, et cetera, she's going to be right there for you. And if you wanted someone new, there are definitely going to be opportunities. But I just feel like there isn't a period at the end of this sentence yet.
Yes.
And, I can relate to a lot of what you're saying, Kay, because I'm like you. If one area of my life is skewed, the rest of it's a mess too.
Well, especially when it's something as important as employment.
God,
I mean,
yes.
You kind of pay bills to stay alive and stuff like that. You can't focus on other things. Yeah, I mean, I think that's pretty normal, actually.
But you keep the faith, you keep manifesting that the right job is coming to you. I believe that it's coming. It's under a designation called What Will Surprise You.
Wow, beautiful.
Yes. Something else for down the road that I'm seeing. We didn't explain this to everybody, but in readings, if I see something significant, I'll share it with you. And it's under a designation that is what you don't expect. What you don't expect is to really take a curve, big swerve in your career down the road. But I think maybe 10 years from now, if not sooner, I could see you making a killing in real estate. And you might think,
wow.
I
can see that because I do contracts. I do contracts, and I can work in any area. I've worked in healthcare for so long, but I do healthcare. I do contract drafting and negotiation and review. So, Thank you. I received that.
So now you'll know that down the road there's something more for you.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay,
beautiful,
Jim.
Beautiful.
I'm
going to
ask you a rebel card.
Stand by for your rebel card reading.
Okay.
If the subject is ask a effing expert. Ask a freaking expert. Don't rely on your friends or the internet. Listen to a damn professional.
In regards to
if your anxiety gets bad enough, you might actually have to talk to a person and not just the internet and
try to get
friends say, what you do is you scratch your arm to the left, or something. Just you might have to talk to a real professional.
Are you possibly pre-menopausal? I mean,
yes.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome to hell.
Yeah. Go ahead and throw that thing over there.
And you are going to find you aren't going to always have the stamina, say, emotionally, like you did before. Things change with menopause.
Yes.
And I was in a completely male household. I was the only female here. And they really didn't get it, you know.
Yeah.
So I really had to kind of go on my own. For your peace, create it. Create your peace. Figure out what makes you feel good for self-care. Some people love to, like, take a bath by candlelight. They like music. Mm. They love music.
Yeah, it's finding that thing that brings you, grounds you back down, brings you to earth, makes you relax and breathe normally. Whatever that is, it's different for everybody.
And learn how to.
For me, a lot of times it's water.
Water.
Like the ocean, like near the ocean or something.
Yes.
And what's nice is you can download music of that to play in the background even in your house.
Well,
she probably already knows
I
that.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah,
I sleep by calm with the sound. So I pick different sounds, whether it's thunder or rain in the distance, on a top two.
There's you can download those things, or there's devices where you can pick them. She knows all this, obviously.
I'm sure.
Yes, beautiful. But I don't want to hold you guys up because I know there's so many other people. But I am so grateful to get in. I love listening to the show. So this is really wonderful.
Well, you can call in every single show. As we tell everybody's welcome to call in every show, just once per show.
And you'll see the clarity will deepen much more than just in a one-time reading.
If you call in every single show, we're not going to get angry and say that's too many times. No, it could be better.
I know. I hear you guys say that all the time, and I watch. I just never get in queue. But I thank
Now you're no longer a rookie.
Right, and welcome to the family. Hey, we're here for you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Well, take care. Have a blessed weekend. Thank you.
You as well. Blessed. Yep.
All right. Thank you so much. Bye-bye now. Wow. Now that's the way to start it off. Who are we going to next?
Ba-bam, ba-bam, ba-bam.
All right, and it will be.
I typed it, so I'm not even going to verbalize. Oh, just for the folks on the radio, we're going to grab a quick messenger call. We have about 450 billion UK folks on our Facebook Live that wants to get in. We're going to take the first one. Sorry. I don't make a list.
Whoever calls me.
I typed it in so that would be quicker for them than waiting until I verbalize it, so the delay. We have, who was it that tried already once?
Jill.
Oh, and Jill is here again. But we're going to only wait 30 seconds.
Then we have to.
Because it's not fair to our full
here we go. She's got it.
But we would go back. Answer.
Hello there. Hi, Jill.
Well, good evening.
Yes, good to see you.
Hello.
Yes.
How are you doing?
Hello.
We're doing okay.
I'm all right. I've got my daughter here.
It's like,
hi.
Hello.
I think
she's hiding.
I think the one that I'm just going to have to move.
It is late there.
Mom's been back. So mom's been back today. I was at a funeral this morning, and I've been out all day.
She's going back into her own space.
Okay, that's fine with us. Mm-hmm. Now, what's on your mind this evening or early this morning, depending on the time?
That is true. It is Saturday there now.
To be honest with you, something that you've never actually told me about.
Okay.
As I actually found out, my dad had passed away, and it was very sudden. And it took them like 10 days to actually like find one of us. I've got other siblings. It was rapid cancer. He was in hospital for 14 days and it killed him. We all lost in touch for a while because he'd done something bad. Is the way that I'll protect them all life.
You need to repeat the last bit there because I didn't get it.
Kind of fading in great and then fading out a little bit, the audio. But it's, you know, it's the internet.
All right. Well, like I said, my dad had lost contact with us a long time ago because he was a bad person. He'd done something really bad. And then he just got out of prison a year and a half ago. And then, yeah, we just found out on the, it was nearly the end of July that he'd passed away. But I was actually his next of kin. And I chose to sign him over to the government. I don't have that money to do funeral costs, to do all of that. I don't have it, to be honest. And I thought, obviously, the government would have done the cheapest way and everything like that, to be fair. So we were a bit like that. And I never went that way, to be honest.
Did you cremate him? Or what did you do? Cremate? You know, where
the local authorities had actually buried him.
Oh, yes.
This is from a burial, which was really spiteful, but they say it's cheaper for them because they own the ground.
Well, you know.
Oh, they own the ground, yeah.
And you know,
gotcha.
The spirit goes where it's going to go, and the body is just a shell left behind.
Yeah, it's a physical thing for the living, I always look at it.
Yeah.
To decide what they would like to do.
Yeah, so.
But that thing, the question of what you were asking me there at the beginning was the fact, as I spoke to the palliative care nurse, the end of life nurses, and I'd asked, can he say anything about us or anything like that? And he says that he didn't want us to be found because he didn't want to embarrass us. And I just kind of and I think I want him to know, it was only me and my sisters and my son and my nephew that turned up today. It was just simple.
What is your question, hon, so I can be clear?
Yes.
Is that how he wanted it? Did we do that okay? Or did he just want to be generally on his own?
All right. Now, was your brother incarcerated? Was he in jail? Or was he...
No, this is my dad.
Oh,
this
your dad? Oh, I thought it was your brother. Yeah. Your dad?
Yeah, he was, yeah. He wasn't in prison when he passed, no.
Okay.
Gotcha.
And you just want to make sure that your father is okay with how you've handled this?
Oh, the ending, how you guys dealt with the affairs?
Is that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. All right, well, that's...
Yeah, you supported it a lot better than what I was wondering. Yeah, you supported it perfect, yeah.
Were you close to your father?
Yes and no.
Yeah, I figured you'd
probably. Maybe early on, but then maybe not so much later?
Yeah.
When you were a child, was it better? And then when you grew up? Yeah.
Sure. Well, because when you start becoming older as an adult, even a teenager, you start seeing things differently.
He completely in spirit understands. He knows there was no available funding. You know, to handle it differently.
Do what you got
to
do.
And the thing is, they're not attached to skin and bones and that sort of thing. He's free now. He's out there and, you know, he's in a place filled with love and forgiveness and peace. The one thing is he's expressing here in spirit that he didn't show it enough, but he loved you all very much, very much. Mm-hmm. So I think you can be glad that he's in a place filled with love and light, healing, and he wishes he could have done things differently.
Yeah.
That's not unusual.
A lot of regrets, I'm sure, yep.
Yeah, so I think that you did just fine. You know, that there's no regret on his part as far as how you handled the end of his life and all. But that you should realize he wishes he could have done better by all of you. So, yeah. So I hope that helps. We have a rebel card coming up for you. And remember, these are kind of like in your face. They're not like our angel cards. They're more like street talk, I guess you could say. But boy, there's a lot of truth in them.
There is, and you have to watch out because sometimes they're not that. Sometimes.
Quickly before you do that, something really strange happened, right? At the graveyard today, right?
Quick.
His coffin didn't, it tilted when it went in the hole. Like, it didn't go down straight. Like, when they lay his coffin down, it tilted. Like,
yeah.
Why do you know why that would have been?
Well,
he picked the cards up.
I just think it's maybe they didn't secure it well enough. I don't think he had anything to do with that, personally. I think, though, that they secure a body in a coffin, so it's not going to be bouncing around. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that scared me.
I am the heart attack man.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, what you got?
All right. It says you're giving too many Fs, too many fricks.
Sorry.
Give zero.
Oh, so.
Maybe stop worrying too much.
Yes.
Maybe you're stressing yourself out over something you shouldn't.
What does that mean, though? Too many.
Yeah, you're giving too much of a shit. You're carrying too much. You're worried.
Okay.
Basically, it's you're worrying too much, but it's said in rated R style.
Yeah, I think that you can consider what you did and how you decided you did well, and now move on.
It's
smartly.
All good. You don't need to worry about it anymore. Everything's cool. I think that's what that's saying. It's all good.
So take care.
So go worry-free
to
the next days and the days that are ahead of you.
I think you are very eloquent tonight, Jimbo. Yeah,
and tell them not to come and haunt me because I'm too scared for that.
Oh, right,
well,
right.
We can't tell him that,
I see nothing like that he's going to scare you or
go
anything.
Rock.
He might come in your dreams to speak with you, but that isn't going to be scary.
Not haunting.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, take care, hon. We do have to move along.
Yeah, and you can get yourself to bed now.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Back.
Take care. Hugs.
Right back.
Okay. Bye-bye. I love these charming dialects, you know. And do you know what while you get ready for the next one?
No, I'm not getting ready.
I have read that experts say that if you go to a different country or around the country and you start picking up their accent, it means you are exceedingly smart.
Why do they always say that?
Well,
they always have these things about people who are smart. They never say, like, well, if this happens, you're a dumbass. They always have these little things. Well, if you do this, you're smart. Because they want everybody to think they're smart. You know what? Not everybody's smart. There's what? Balance in the universe? There's smart people, and there are a lot of dumbasses out there running around.
Okay,
okay?
Thank you for that.
But, you know, everything you read on the internet, is like, oh, you're so smart if you do this. How about you're dumbass if you do this?
All
I want
right.
to see some of that.
We got it.
Got it?
We got it.
I got it. I don't know. It's not all unicorns and rainbows. All right, we're going to go to our next caller, 770. Thank you for being patient down in the Peach State. 770, you're the next caller.
Yes. Hello. Welcome to the show. And who are we speaking with? Hello. That's you.
I'd give them a minute. They've been on hold for a while, so they're probably...
Sounds like they're on a train.
Choo-choo.
Hello there.
Hey, 770. You are next. You are live.
Come on back.
We'll switch over if we have to in a second. But we won't get rid of him. We'll just pause
him. No, we'll save you.
We'll pause him. All right, they're going on pause
right
now. And let me line up the next person. Excuse me. Hey, we shall move on. We're going to take 917. You are the next caller.
From
New York, 917.
Hello, New York. Welcome to the show. And your first name?
Hi, Tina from New Jersey.
Tina from New Jersey.
Oh, Tina. You know what? You're coming through really
Yeah,
muffled.
You're very, very muffled. Weird, very weird audio. Didn't even sound like you.
Yeah. Tina, how you doing, honey?
I'm great. Thank
there.
You.
Yeah,
so,
better, yeah.
That's I'll just take
Tina.
A general...
Yeah.
Or about my new guy, Tracy. I like that.
Oh, a new guy. Can you give us a little info on Tracy?
Yeah, I asked about him like a month or two ago. So, you know, whatever spirit has.
It's been a while.
Okay. Well, is it going hot and heavy or what you got? What's the temperature? Yes.
Remember delay.
All right. Tina?
Yes, I just said yes. I was just waiting for you. Yes.
No, well, she's putting the cards down, so if you want to feed us more info as she puts the cards down, give us updates? Because it's been a little while since you called.
Yeah, and it's hard to remember every single reading.
Catch her up to speed, and that'll help if the cards are going down.
Yeah, that's great.
Oh, no, it's okay. Just whatever spirit has it, I'm grateful.
Okay.
Hope you heard that.
So things are going well.
Yeah.
And everything else is going peachy for you?
Yes.
Good. Good, 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 good. That's good. I mean, it's been a little while, so we figure when it's like that, people are usually rocking and rolling, busy, and things are doing okay.
Well, he's right here. He's front and center, and he looks right at you. Now, I've got to caution you or prepare you, really. The two of you are going to have a difference of opinion coming up, and it's very small, but it looks like it could escalate into something far bigger.
Isn't that weird how that can happen?
Yes.
Yep, relationships, that can be some tiny little thing that just blows up into World War Z.
Yeah, I use the example of you're sitting at the breakfast table, and he says to you, you know, honey, I love eating breakfast with you, but you slurp that coffee, and it sets my teeth on edge. And you, let's say you get offended and you go, yeah, well, you know what? I hate the way you shovel that oatmeal into your mouth.
Yeah,
like,
then it becomes an artillery barrage. Back
bada
and
boom,
forth.
You're off and running.
Yep, the cannons are going back and forth.
So try to get all the facts, Tina, before.
Just the facts, ma'am.
Because I could see you here really getting angry before you know everything about what's going to come to light. And it appears to be something he didn't tell you yet. So you're going to want to, all right, you're just going to want to be prepared for that. Then get a lot of information, ask him. And I cannot tell you exactly, frankly, what it's about. But just think of things that are kept private that people don't often talk about.
And that could be a lot of things, but you just have to sleep on that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Yeah! Oh, my God, that scares me.
Well, that's a good wake-upper then. Stand by for your rebel card reading because we got to go. We have a lot of callers. Subject is don't believe every crappy thought you have. Thoughts can be sneaky, lying bastards.
That's what I'm saying. Get the facts.
Sometimes your own thoughts can be your worst enemy.
If, like, say you hear something pertaining to maybe like a child he didn't tell you about or somebody he was involved with.
Or a friend of a friend of a friend says, you know, he's still got an ex in the picture or some weird crap like that.
Get the truth. Yeah, get the truth. And I think that card correlates exactly.
I do, I believe it. I believe.
All right. I want to mention he loves you very much, Tina. This guy could be the one. Good.
Well, that's what really matters. So.
Yeah. So take care, honey. Have a blessed weekend, and thank you for calling us. We love hearing from you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You have a blessed weekend also. Bye. Love you all.
All right. Call us again. Yep.
All right. We're going to give this another shot. We're going to give 770 another shot down in Georgia. 770, we're back to you. Are you here with us this time?
Hello there. Speak to us. 770. All right.
We'll give him a minute or two while I research the next caller.
Oh, it's funny how this hour just flies.
All right. Put them back on the back burner. We're going to go to 779, which is in Illinois.
Well, hello there, Illinois.
Crappy state of Illinois. Don't even start.
It is her Eden. Illinois is her Eden.
Hello.
Lisa. Hello.
Yep.
Oh, I hope we didn't lose it again.
No, she's there.
Hello?
No.
Are you there?
No. Nope. What is going on? Hello?
Hold on.
Are you playing with the microphone
again? I didn't touch a thing.
Somebody did something.
I never touched a thing.
Let me call in and do an op check.
All right. Okay, hold on.
Calling in. Stand by.
Standing by.
And we are waiting to find out the results of Jim's contact call. What?
Well, I hear everything fine. And you can't hear us, or can you hear us?
I can hear you now. Can you hear me?
Okay, there must have been an internet issue.
But don't move.
No, we're good. Go ahead. All right, you have the center stage. Let it rip. Let it fly.
Well, yeah. Well, I should have the center stage. I'm number one, so whatever.
Teresa.
How are you?
Very good. How are you?
Groovy, baby.
Oh, I'm hanging in there. You know, another day, another dollar.
Yeah.
It is what it is. Life.
Yeah, how's everything going?
Life is pretty normal. Boring, but normal.
Right.
You know what I mean? So
sometimes boring isn't bad.
No, we should be grateful for that. How is How's Mr. Tequila doing? Have you heard from him?
No.
Good.
I haven't heard from him, nor do I want to hear from him. I think he knows that.
Well, that's good.
Because I made it very clear.
That's perfect. That chapter is over then.
Well, now you know the
That door is closed. That door closed a while ago, so I'm not too worried about Mr. Tequila.
Well,
that's awesome.
Is there anybody else in my future?
Okay.
There you go.
Because, like, I'm bored.
All right, I'm going to lay the cards out now, and I just want to say to everybody, anytime a man or a woman chooses the bottle over you, they've got a problem, and you don't need that in your life.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you're right. There's a certain point where it's, especially when there's already, especially when they have already six or seven other bags they're carrying around. You don't need to throw that one in.
Damn
there.
Right. I don't need your drama.
Through that, you can go find drama on your own. You don't need somebody else's.
You can find enough of your own.
There's plenty of that on TV, hell.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, I'm almost done here.
Cards are going down, and I'm going to let the folks know. We got folks on hold. If we get close to the hour, we're not going to screw you. We'll extend the show. We're not going to, like, get you waiting for 20, 30 minutes. Oh, hi, how you doing? Got to go. Nah, we got you.
This is not
the right.
Yeah, this is not the IRS.gov or anything like that, you know.
Yeah. All right, here, let's see what we've got.
What
All
do
right.
we have here?
Now, you know, every once in a while, we're going to get trying to think of what to call this. This nut job. I don't know. He looks kind of sneaky to me. Sneaky.
So this is somebody new in the future?
Yeah, somebody's coming up. He's going to seem like Mr. Perfect.
Just what she wanted to hear.
And remember, when you go on a date, it's like a job interview. So you want
to that's how I treat him. That's how I treat him.
It's almost like being a PI, a private investigator.
It is. And you know there is.
I'm going to make a form, and then I'm going to sell it to women because we need to know what these psychopaths are doing.
And there is a great website out there if you want to check up on somebody. I think it's called Checkmate or something like that.
Jackwad.com or something like that. I don't know.
And you can find out if they've been arrested, blah, blah, blah. Anyway,
right.
You, I'm going to advise you to really try not to fall for this one. He's sniffing around for money. And you have chickens to feed. You know, you don't have money.
Damn right, these freeloaders.
You laugh, but some of us think that we're paying our bills, living paycheck to paycheck. We seem very wealthy to some other people.
That's true. In Nigeria, we look like we're kings.
We're just losers that don't want to really work.
Yeah.
They just want to ride somebody's coattails.
Right.
Oh, yeah, she knows.
Right.
You know, and there's another man coming along. This one. I believe has a son, but not a tiny son, a grown son. Now, does that fit your criteria of no children?
Yeah, they got to be grown. They got to be grown and out of the house. I ain't playing with no youngins and drama.
All right, well, this guy just might fit the bill for you because I feel that he's going to come to you when you aren't expecting it. In fact, I've got to tell you, I really feel like the higher power is going to play with you a little bit in the sense of getting you.
Oh, when doesn't she play with me?
You love that. She is going to bring you to the edge where you're thinking, you know what, maybe I ought to try being a lesbian instead because these men are all goofballs and
liars.
Yeah. EOSs, right?
The capital L.
But before that happens, this one's going to come along. And I really think you're going to be in for a pursuit here where you're going to feel compelled to chase after him a little.
A little bit of
I do not want to chase after a man.
Well, you're going to
I do not.
you'll be very frustrated, but it seems like you may, that's the thing.
You may do not, but it might be that right person comes wrong that just yanks that right thing in your little heart that makes you want to go down that road.
Yeah, well, for instance,
well, he better have money because I'm only chasing money.
Okay. Daryl, my late husband, before I even dated him or anything, he had my phone number and he would call, and I wouldn't answer the phone. And there was one night, though, he called. No, he didn't call. And I sat there, and this was way back before you even met me, Teresa. And I'm looking at the phone wondering, why aren't you ringing? He calls every night at 9:15, and he didn't call. And by 9:45, I was like, oh, damn it. I've got to call him, or I won't be able to finish my work tonight. And after that, fell like a ton of bricks. So there it is. But he's coming into your life. Yes.
Okay.
Right. We're rocking on, rolling over to the Rebel card reading. Subject is, you think someone is lying, they are.
So you trust that gut of yours when you meet the next
guy. My gut's pretty good.
Yep. So obviously your instincts are very, very well sharpened, very sharp.
But real love is on the way for you. I just think it's ironic that this is one you may have to reach out to.
Yeah, and you might. Yeah. In other words, she says they're probably giving you another, going to be a couple more cans that come along. They got a kick to the curb. You know how it is.
Yeah,
I know.
Yep.
Got to kick the losers to the curb.
Got to kick one of the. You got to curb those bitches.
Yeah. I gotcha.
Always super fun to hear from
you.
I love you guys. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Love you. Bye.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye now. She's terrific.
All righty then. We are going to take our next caller. Going to Erica 254, which I believe is in the great, great state of Texas. 254.
Texas.
Hi, this is Gabby.
Oh, my goodness, Jim, you just said her name, what, yesterday?
Did I?
You said how we haven't heard from Gabby, the girl in the residential place. And there she is.
Yeah.
You did.
I didn't know her by name. I know people by situation. I suck with names.
Okay.
Well, good. We're glad you called. We were worried about you.
Yeah, Gabby, we haven't heard from you in a little bit.
Yeah, so. I just had to deal with some bad stuff. My mom's friend who I visited, few years ago, she died last week.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Very
sorry. I won't be able to go to the funeral because it's in Milwaukee where I'm from.
Oh.
So she was in Arkansas. She was from Arkansas. She lived in Arkansas where I visited her a few years ago when my younger brother visited her. And we stayed at her house for a few weeks while my uncle, who was in the military, was doing, like military work. I think he's doing drill. And my aunt was doing VA work, and she couldn't take care of us. They couldn't take care of us, so we had to stay with her for a few weeks, and I'm just so sad.
Oh, I know. Any of us that have suffered grief over the loss of someone we love, well, it's never the same for each person.
Well, no, I mean, yeah, nobody can tell you what's right and what's wrong, how you should feel.
But it's okay if it takes you a long time to get over it.
And some people feel really bad about missing funerals, but funerals are for the living.
That is so true.
That person is not going to be from the afterlife, upset that you weren't there at the funeral. That's for the living to help themselves grieve.
Did you want me to see if she has a message for you?
Yeah, what would you like to know?
Yeah, I would like that. I would like to know if she's okay with my mom or my dad.
They're all together in the afterlife?
Yeah, with my grandma and my great aunt and, my cousin Faye and everybody.
Your mom is still alive, correct?
No, she died.
Okay, I was kind of in between. I heard both. Yeah, okay.
Well, boy, honey, you know, a person can be strong or they can just feel so alone. And I honor you because I think you're a very strong girl.
They probably don't think so, but you are.
Yeah. Now, what was her first name, Gabby?
Joyce.
Okay. I'm going to call on her spirit. Now, sometimes they don't really want to communicate, but we'll
see. You have no control over that.
Right.
You know, it's funny how you see these names, Joyce. Nobody kind of uses that name anymore now.
Mm-mm.
How these names sometimes fade and then they come back later. You don't see a lot of Joyces for, like, young folks anymore. But nothing wrong with it. It's just weird how things shift in life, you know?
Yeah, well, they go through trends. Like, I was named after Debbie Reynolds.
It is
back,
you know,
in the 50s.
And you go on the internet now, and they'll tell you the trendy names, and that's where people are going. They're just, they're like lemmings falling each other off a cliff.
And
they go into the internet, oh, this is trendy. We must pick one of these trendy ones.
And then there's those, like, what the heck is this name with the children moon unit? And
well, that's a drug-riddled brain of Frank Zappa. Yeah. So that guy
I was named after a character on a soap opera called One Life to Live by Gabrielle.
Oh, I watched that all the time years ago.
Gabrielle.
Yes, I remember her clearly.
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah, I think.
Yeah.
Or maybe it was on Days of Our Lives, I think. I don't know.
Oh.
But
there was a Gabrielle at one point.
Like Sands Through the Hourglass, so are the
Days
of
Our
Lives.
Yeah.
I love that show.
Yep, everybody, a lot of people watch.
Well, especially before her time, when we were young, there was nothing else to watch if you were stuck home on a rainy day in the house.
You are going to so love this insight in your reading, Gabby. You really are, because she is right here. Boy, her spirit wants to talk, and she wants you to know that she loves you always so much, and that she stands by you in spirit now and feels like she can even have a better connection with you rather than, the miles and, all the different things that went on. She's also wanting you to remember that you have a very special gift. And she says she's going to stand there and be in the front row when people are applauding you for a great piece of work that you have done. Wow, I love that. You're right. This lady is very loving, and her spirit. Yeah. She said, though, it's her was her time to go. And as she cared, here's what she also just said. As she cared for people in life, she's doing the same thing in the afterlife. What a beautiful person.
Yeah, she inspired me to write my script because we were going somewhere. She told me some gossip, and it stuck with me for a while.
Oh.
And I was just like, wow. I was like, what should I do with it? And then it inspired my show, so I kind of have to thank her because I wanted to spoil her. Since my mom died, I was like, I'll spoil her with a house and a car. And I have one friend left. Her name is Michelle.
Yeah.
She kind of took care of us after my mom died. When they took our mom away, me and my younger brother stayed with her for a bit. And she's been like, we lived with her for like a few days before moving to Texas. And she's been very helpful. So I hope to spoil her if she's and her mother when she's around.
You
make sure you stay in touch with her.
Yeah, it sounds like to
me. I still do. I still stay in touch with her.
Awesome, then. That's good. You were sent
Earth Angels, considering all that you've been through. And I really hope, honey, that you can put this into some sort of autobiography.
Well,
Yeah, keep going.
And some of those scripts were written in a day, and some of them were written over many, many years.
Yeah, my book took almost 20 years to write.
Yeah, some people write things like Frankenstein. Remember, you ever heard the story about the Frankenstein novel?
Yeah.
They were written overnight.
And so was A Course in Miracles. That woman went up in her attic. I forget her name, but she did it in one weekend.
Yeah, and then some of them take years.
Yeah.
So, it is what it is, right?
Well, you know what, Gabby? We're going to give you your rebel card
now. Stand by for your rebel card. And this is actually fairly nice, but the rebel card usually aren't that nice all the time.
I know.
They're like, screw you. This one says, you are loved.
Oh.
And you're here for a reason. Don't F it up.
Right. There you
go.
You take that gift and you run with it. And you have a beautiful life waiting for you when you leave that place.
Yes.
Don't doubt it.
Word up.
So, honey, you're going to take us out on the end of the show.
Close her down.
So we send you blessings for the weekend.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys have a good day.
Yes, you too, sweetheart.
You too, and thank you for calling and being patient, lady.
Bye-bye now.
You're welcome. Bye.
And going with her, we're going to have some Dire Straits until we get a better song.